Welcome to the daily chizuk. One of the most difficult challenges of emunah is when a person sacrifices to do something for Hashem, yet he doesn't see reciprocation. It could be someone who invested hours or days with the hope of performing a certain mitzvah or doing a certain good deed. But after all of his efforts, he came up unsuccessful. It could be someone who has been crying and begging Hashem with hundreds of tefillot, requesting his help, yet his situation only got worse. It could be a person who accepted upon himself extra stringencies and difficult mitzvot with the hope of receiving a salvation for his problem. But after all of his efforts, there was still no change. It is during those times that the person has the opportunity to show that he really loves Hashem. The Pasuk says in Mishle, "Al kol pesha'im techaseh ahava," that love overshadows all iniquities. If a person wants to know if his love for someone else is real, no matter what the other person does to him, his love will still be the same. It is unconditional love. When we don't see results we wanted, we can tell Hashem, "I'm still going to serve you as best as I can because my love for you is unconditional." Our people have been able to rise during the most difficult of times and serve Hashem with all of their heart. The Sefer Kiyatay Madi brings a story which took place in 1942 in the ghetto in Kovna, a few months before Pesach. A group of people began thinking of how they would be able to fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah on the Leil HaSeder. They barely had enough food in the ghetto to survive. Surely they didn't have any flour to bake matzot. The Nazis, Yimach Shemam, had guards ensuring that no extra food would be brought in. A man by the name of Moshe Goldkorn, who worked in a place where it was possible to get flour, volunteered to smuggle a little bit every day into the ghetto. As Pesach was approaching, his joy knew no bounds when he estimated that there was enough flour to bake matzot for 100 people to fulfill their mitzvah with a kezayit. But just 2 days before the holiday, on his last entry into the ghetto with the flour, he was stopped by the guards. They searched his clothing and they found a small bag of flour. They then began yelling at him and beating him for violating their words. They bruised his entire body and even knocked out all of his teeth. That night, Moshe came to his rabbi, Rabbi Ephraim Ashri, and with tears in his eyes, he asked the rabbi, "Please tell me how I can fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzot. I can't chew, and I don't want to soak the matzah in water due to chametz concerns. What should I do?" The rabbi got so much pleasure from that question. It was eventually printed in his Sefer She'elot U'Tshuvot Mima'amakim in Chelek He'Siman Vav. Imagine a man who gave up so much to fulfill one of the mitzvot of Hashem, and instead of seeing rewards, he was beaten. He could have easily said, "If this is what I get for trying to do a mitzvah and sacrificing like that, then I'm not going to do it." Or he could have said, "Is this the reward I get for all my efforts?" But instead he said, "Rabbi, help me fulfill the mitzvah. I want to do it so badly." How beautiful were those words. How great was his emunah. He had real love for Hashem. Al kol pesha'im techaseh ahava. To be able to cling to Hashem, even when our efforts get thrown back in our face, is real greatness. If a person can continue serving Hashem to the best of his ability, despite not seeing reciprocation, it will elevate him to the highest levels. Have a great day.